Hi, can you go ahead and share your first name with us?
My name is Shayla.
Perfect. And what is something people might not know about you when they first meet you?
I'm a Virgo, and so many people would think that it's like understandable to be judgmental, especially since I have a serious resting face, but I'm actually quite shy and reserved, especially in new environments.
Okay, so then what made you select this particular article?
I participated in my first protest in 2020 after the homicide of George Floyd, and I was walking around the city with the crowd, and we were met with police cutting off our path on a big street, and I remember feeling a bit of fear over what could happen. Thankfully, it was peaceful, but I thought back to the 2012 protest that happened in response to the back-to-back murders of two young Latino men in Anaheim, and all I can remember was from that time, everyone was being advised to avoid the streets near City Hall because it was chaos. And so selecting the article allowed me to learn about what really happened during those times.
So then what might be missing from the story that would be important for readers to know?
In 2017, the ACLU of Southern California released a report on the Anaheim Police Department's use of force. Based on FBI data, they concluded that the Anaheim PD was the ninth deadliest police force among the 60 largest U.S. cities.
So then can you share a little bit about your empathy towards the victim and or their victim's family?
I think as minorities, we have every single right to not trust police forces. Modern day policing traces back to the 1700s when a force was established to catch runaway slaves. This institution was made and has always oppressed people of color. Manuel Diaz's niece said he was always apprehensive about police officers because all they ever do is harass people. The stereotype that Mexicans and Latinos are criminals is racist, and seeing a young man's choice of clothes and physique and automatically assuming that they are gangbangers is dangerous. Excessive force, especially when the victim is unarmed, can never be justified, and also dismissing a family's request for answers is not fair. Despite whatever a victim had going on, they are somebody's son, they're a family member, members of a community, and they're human beings, and I think it's necessary to humanize victims.
Perfect. Thank you so much.